There's really no easy way to track down earlier versions of information on websites. Until now. The Library of Congress has come up with a project called Memento. It allows you to see what used to be on any particular website before the page was updated. Martha Anderson is the director of the National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program at the Library of Congress. And she joins us now to explain how this award-winning project, Memento, works. Ms. Anderson, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be with you today.
Now, this sounds unbelievably super cool, but I want to make sure I understand it. Memento, how does this work?
It works through a kind of a suite of tools, including one that's a plug-in for your web browser that you can request a web page and then set the time with a time slider and see if there is an older version available. I think the environment that I need to explain here is we now have probably over 50 organizations, libraries, and archives worldwide who are doing extensive archiving of websites, and they're not connected in any way. You would have to go to maybe 50 different locations to find websites. Now, the Internet Archive has the largest collection, but there are many, many other collections. So this tool will allow any user to be able to navigate across all these web archives and find older sites.
So just to make the distinction, it's not a tool to keep your site preserved day by day as you move forward, but just to help you find what's already out there that might have been preserved day by day or year by year.
Exactly. It may possibly in the future have some good application for helping, preserve websites, because we do have a lot of interest, especially at the end of term or the changeover of Congress, from government organizations wanting to be sure that their sites are preserved or they have copies of them for the future for reference. So we hope that it will play into that. But for now, it's really focusing on helping people use the information and find it.
So is this different from the Wayback Machine to archive.gov? That used to let you pull up old websites as they used to be in the previous days. This is different, though.
This is different. It takes it to a different level. In other words, the Wayback Machine is a part of this network that the tool will contact and find the sites for you. So they're a very strong partner in the work. We emphasize partnerships across the federal government, across international organizations, to be able to do this work, because the web has almost no boundaries in that way. So, but the Internet Archive, their collection is one of the ones. It's already been set up. So if you could, use this little tool, if you, install it in your browser, then you can go to a website, and if it's at the Internet Archive, you'll be able to see it.
So give us an example of how someone might want to use this in their daily work.
Sure. A lot of public policy is based on knowing what happened before. And at the library, we have Congressional Research Service, and they are heavy users of older websites because they look at what Congress was doing around certain events. It could be times of natural disaster. It could be times of change of power in the government, such as Supreme Court nominations, that kind of thing. And now, most of the stuff is not available in a printed form that libraries can bind and put on their shelves. It's actually mostly digital, and so this provides them a way of consulting it for research.
So is this mainly then for researchers, folks like that? Can anybody get their paws on this and use it?
Anybody can install it in their browser and just look around for the kinds of things that interest them. And so it's not just for research. It's for people who are interested in, a lot of times we have favorite websites, and we bookmark them, and then we would go back. The very thing we were interested in isn't there anymore. It doesn't seem to be there. And this would help in that situation.
We're speaking with Martha Anderson. She's director of the National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program at the Library of Congress. And does this have perhaps forensic use, maybe for law enforcement or Homeland Security, to check back on something they might have a hunch about?
Actually, I think there have already been applications like that. We do get periodically one of our partners, internationally or in the United States. We work also with large academic libraries like California Digital Library, that sort of thing. Yeah, occasionally they do want to look at, you know, an organization's website and see what information was posted at a given time that may have some application for that sort of thing.
Now, we started the interview, I referred to this as the award-winning project, the Memento Project, being a winner of the Preservation Award. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is very exciting. The Digital Preservation Award is given every year by the Conservation Awards Program in the UK. And this year, the Memento Project was one of five finalists. And they won, and Sir Paul McCartney is one of the funders of this award.
So really?
We felt it had some celebrity appeal as well, but it's a wonderful award because it does recognize just groundbreaking work, and we feel, at the library, we feel that this is one of those disruptive ideas that can change the way we think and work with the information that comes to us every day.
People that want this application to add to their browser, how do they get it?
Okay, well, there is, you can get download different widgets for different browsers at the project website, and I'll cite it very slowly here. It's www.memento, M-E-M-E-N-T-O, web, W-E-B, .org. And that's where all the information about the project is. It's very detailed technically, but it also includes a place to download the widget for your browser.
And which browsers is it compatible with?
I think it works, we know it works very well with Firefox, and I think they have developed it for Explorer and maybe Safari as well. I'm sorry, I'm not recalling that right now, but we do know it works very well with Firefox.
Well, that covers a lot of waterfront.
Yeah, it does, most of the common ones.
Martha Anderson, Director of the National Digital Information Infrastructure and Preservation Program at the Library of Congress, thank you very much for that update, and congratulations on the award.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure being with you today.
And you can find links to that information, to that download, as well as this conversation at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.